The recent Supreme Court decision striking down Roe v. Wade sent shockwaves across the country, triggering celebrations for some and protests for others. And joining us now with his perspective is author Morgan Marietta, who also serves as interim chair of the Political Science Department at UMass Lowell. Professor, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good morning. Thanks for having me here. It is a dramatic time at the Supreme Court right now.
Yes, and if I could just get your initial thoughts on that decision.
Yeah, well, the gist of it is that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. It's a dramatic change in abortion law, but it's a far bigger change in how we understand the nature of rights themselves, how we understand the Constitution itself. It's a true revolution in constitutional thinking. It'll have tremendous ramifications into the future. And just to start with Roe itself, there's two parts of the Roe ruling from 1973. The first one is about a right to abortion, and then the second one is about the personhood of a fetus, whether that's actually a person, meaning a creature that holds rights itself. And both of those have been overturned. It is now not a right. What the court saying is that that was wrong, that was made up, that was sort of an exaggeration at best. That right is really not there in the core of the Constitution. And that means the decision is in the hands of state legislatures. And the same is true about the personhood of a fetus. That's something that we just don't agree on in our society, and therefore it has to be decided state by state. So that's what we're going to have. We're going to have a patchwork of laws. It's going to take several election cycles for this all to sort out. But we're going to end up with a diversity of abortion laws throughout the nation.
Now, do you anticipate Congress taking any action in response to this ruling?
Yeah, that is one of those great questions. The same question is going to be asked, but if you take an original reading of the Constitution itself, does Congress have that power? And under the Commerce Clause, this expansive power to regulate interstate trade and commerce throughout the nation, Congress has taken a lot of authority to regulate things. But the original reading of the Constitution that the new majority holds really says that's much more limited. That's meant just to limit interstate trade. It's not meant to allow Congress to regulate moral issues while pretending it's an economic issue. So the short answer is no. Congress actually does not have the authority under the original reading of the new majority to do that in either direction. They don't have the authority to say it's illegal throughout the country. They don't have the authority to say it's legal throughout the country. We really are going to have a state-by-state set of laws on this.
All righty. And one more question, though. It says that possibly there's been talk about expanding the court, adding more justices. Is that a realistic possibility?
No, it's not. It's something to talk about. But the real conversation that we ought to have in the United States now is about how we read the Constitution. This isn't talked about nearly enough. But there's two dramatically different views about how to read our basic law. There's a living constitution, and there's an original constitution. And I know that I was taught the living constitution in high school or college as if it were just unquestionable, this idea that the Constitution evolves over time. New principles emerge, things like abortion rights. And the Supreme Court has this power to recognize that and decide that for the country. And what just happened is that that view of how we read our basic law has been rejected and replaced. And the original Constitution is now how the Supreme Court is going to operate. That takes a very different view, that the document is not auto-amending. It's not evolutionary in this way. It has its original meaning. And the only way it changes is through amendments. And if there is not a very specific right in the Bill of Rights, it's not a rights question. It's a majority rule question. It's not about courts. It's about elections. And that's going to affect how we understand abortion, how we understand gay marriage, how we understand affirmative action, how we understand religious rights, how we understand all sorts of different things. And I think people should really think about and decide that. That's the great question of the day. It's not just about abortion. It's about how we read the Constitution. Is it a living document, or is it an original document? That is the great debate of the age.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much. Take care.